A couple weeks ago, I collected some feedback from parishioners about ad orientem mass. You know, ad orientem referring to the direction that the priest faces during mass. And a lot of parishioners said in that feedback that they hadn't been taught the significance of ad orientem. You know, why would mass be celebrated that way? And as we begin Advent, I think this is actually the perfect time to talk about it because it fits right in with the theme of Advent. But a few general comments before we dive into this. First, the purpose of liturgy is to unite all of God's people together in the worship and adoration of God. Liturgy should never cause divisions amongst ourselves. You know, when we look at what the liturgy is, it's the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the altar. The sacrifice that reconciles us to our Heavenly Father and also to each other. That's why Christ gave his life in sacrifice. And so we should never use the liturgy as a source of division. You know, that's a misuse of what the liturgy is. And if that happens, then something has gone terribly wrong with our understanding of what liturgy is supposed to do. And so the second thing is that it's okay for people to have different positions on this topic, because the church currently allows both positions. You know, whether the priest is facing towards the people or whether the priest is facing away from the people. The church allows both of those. And in the year 2000, the Congregation for Divine Worship in Rome, which is the group under the Pope that oversees the liturgy, they made a statement which was affirmed by Cardinal Ratzinger, Pope Benedict, which warned against one-sided and rigid positions in this debate. It's saying that those are not helpful. We need to be respectful to each other and also open to learning from the riches of our liturgical tradition. The words ad orientem literally means towards the east. The Orient refers to the east. And one of the great doctors of the church, St. Basil the Great, and he's one of the most important theologians in the history of the church. There's eight doctors of the church that are extremely important, and he's one of them. And he wrote in the 400s, and what he said was, facing the east to pray was among the oldest unwritten law of the church. And in Syria, the early Christians would hang a crucifix on the eastern wall of their house, so that when they would pray, they would turn towards the east. And so there's a custom going back to the ancient church that during Mass, the priest and the people would all face east. And so a lot of churches, whenever possible, and it wasn't always possible because of the landscape of the area, but churches would be built facing the east. And now that's not the case with our church. We're on a northwest plane here. And so they developed the concept of liturgical east. Everyone would be facing liturgical east, which may or may not be actual east. But whenever possible, churches were built facing the east. And so a good question for us to ask is, you know, why was this so important to the early Christians to face the east? And that's an awareness that we've perhaps lost in the world today. So what were they seeing in the early church that might not be necessarily on our radar screen today? The reason why Christians would turn and face east when they would pray is because Christ will return in glory from the east at the end of time. And so Scripture tells us that at the end of time, it'll be like lightning that'll shoot from the east to the west. And the final trumpet will sound. And Jesus Christ will descend, leading the armies of heaven. Hundreds upon hundreds of thousands of angels will be descending with him at the end of time. And every single person on the face of the earth will at that moment know Jesus Christ is Lord, because they'll see him returning in glory. And all this will happen when Christ returns from the east. So the reason why Christians would turn when they would pray and face east, and why Mass, whenever possible, was celebrated facing the east, is because it was a sign of hope for the people. They were, as they were praying, they were calling out for the return of Jesus Christ, when he will bring an end to all of the sin in this world, all of the brokenness, all the evil that we face, it will all come to an end. This world will be dissolved, and a new heaven and a new earth will be created, and the entire human race will be assembled for the final judgment. And so it was an expression of the deepest hope of Christians that they would literally turn to the east when they would pray. And that certainly carried over and was a prominent element within the liturgy. You know, if we think about that event, that moment when Jesus Christ returns, our hearts should probably skip a beat when we think about that moment, because that will be a monumental time where we realize where everyone realizes who Jesus Christ is and that all things are coming to fulfillment. And so when we look at the Mass, it's important for us to understand that it's not simply a communal meal. A lot of people have focused on that element, that it's a communal meal to the exclusion of everything else. And, you know, for the priest to look at the people and the people to face the priest, it forms a circle. And so some people were arguing that that's the proper way for the liturgy to be celebrated. But we have to remember that the liturgy is a cosmic liturgy. And what do we mean by that? The Mass actually impacts the entire universe. You know, when we talk about it being a cosmic liturgy, the events of salvation history and the Mass, we're actually praying for the return of Christ in glory. And so it's not just a communal meal, but it's actually an event that will impact the fate of the universe as we're calling and praying for the return of Jesus Christ in glory that will bring an end to this creation and usher in the new creation. And so regardless of the physical direction that the priest faces, you know, it's some churches the priest will face ad orientem, the same direction as the people. Other churches, probably more common, the priest faces the people in the United States. But regardless of the physical direction which the priest faces, only one spiritual orientation is proper. And what do we mean by that? Well, the priest, when he's celebrating Mass, is spiritually directing the prayers and is spiritually oriented to our Heavenly Father through Jesus Christ. And so regardless of which physical direction he's facing, the priest is never celebrating the Mass, offering it to the people. It's offered for the benefit of the people, but the sacrifice is offered to our Heavenly Father, regardless of which physical direction that the priest is facing. The word Advent means coming. It's from the Latin word Adventus. And it calls to mind that our greatest hope is the coming of Jesus Christ. We reflect on how he came the first time 2,000 years ago as a child in the manger, and how he will come again in glory at the end of time, at his second coming. And so our hearts should yearn for the coming of our Lord and our Savior, because he's the deepest desire of our hearts. And in the liturgy, we call out for him to return in glory. And so this Advent, we turn our hearts to the east, and we prepare ourselves for the coming of our Lord through penance, through prayer, and through the sacrament of confession, where we turn away from sin and turn back to Christ. You know, the day is coming quickly when Jesus Christ will return, and we'll all stand before him in judgment. And so this Advent, we prepare for that, and we turn our hearts to the east in our hope and expectation of Christ's return in glory.